141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One's Super Scoreboard this Friday. Former Rangers owner and chairman Sir David Murray breaks his 14-year silence since selling the club. Celtic confirmed the signing of Swedish winger Benjamin Nygren on a five-year contract, and there is plenty of business happening elsewhere with Dundee and Hibs amongst the clubs making signings. What a day it's been, and we've got a blockbuster show in store for you. I'm Gabriel Antoniazzi. Joining me in the studio tonight, it's Hugh Keevans.
Well, there's only one question I would ask of the Rangers fans this evening, Gabriel, and that is, what is Sir David Murray's place in Ibrox history? There were 36 trophies in his 23 years as owner of the club. There was the milestone signing of Mo Johnston, which broke a club taboo. But Rangers were also mired in a tax avoidance scandal. And then Murray was the man who sold the club into the hands of Craig White. And we know what happened after that. Administration, liquidation, relegation to the bottom tier of Scottish football. So what does the combination of distinction and disgrace add up to in the eyes of the Rangers supporters? What is Sir David Murray's place in Ibrox history?
Yeah, well, we're taking you back in time tonight, everyone watching, and we've got Hugh Keevans. We're glad you're with us, an expert on Scottish football history. Hugh, of course, you were working for the start of Sir David Murray's tenure at the club all the way until the end, and thankfully for us, you're still here in the studio this Friday evening. What was your initial reaction, Hugh, when you heard all of the interview this morning?
Well, first of all, I was unaware of the fact that he had a book coming out. And I thought, why after 14 years has Sir David Murray suddenly emerged from the shadows? Now, I've written a few books in my time, and I know that you want to get as much pre-publication publicity as is possible, and he has that in spades. He's all over the place today, all over the front pages, back pages of the newspapers. He's going to be on here. So all of it is based on a book. He's had a lot of things to say that I'm not sure about. He's been critical of the 49ers Enterprises, and I think that's a bit of a cheek on his part, because 49ers Enterprises, in the form of Andrew Kavanagh, are here to save Rangers, because Rangers were once again slipping and sliding away, and the takeover was necessary for the club to safeguard its future. So I don't think it's David Murray's place to be critical of the 49ers Enterprises, because Rangers' financial decline began with David Murray.
Well, it's over to you at home now. You know the number to call, 0141 951 1025. Rangers fans, as Hugh said, where do you think Sir David Murray sits in the history of the club? He's apologised for his role in the financial disaster that befell the club all of those years ago. We'll be hearing from him shortly. But how did you feel when you heard his comments today? Did it dig up the past and remind you of the struggles the club endured? Or did it give you a sense of pride, reminding you that the club went all the way down and came all the way back up again? Or are you just sick about all of the chat about the past? As you said, the 49ers are in now, the American owners. There's that $20 million investment we heard about at the EGM on Monday. Do you want to look forward and focus on this new era? You've got a new board, a new manager, with a new season coming soon. And perhaps you would even like to talk about those on-the-pitch matters. Hamza Igerman, the Moroccan striker, continues to be linked with a move to Lille. And the phones were really hot yesterday. Lots of Nico Raskin calls. What do you think about him? Must he stay at the club? Should he perhaps even be given the captain's armband? Celtic supporters, we know you're watching as well. You've finally got your man. Benjamin Nygren is here. He's the club's new number eight. An iconic jersey, of course. Kyogo, who's just left the club, was wearing that number before. Of course, Scott Brown had it for so many years on the back of his shirt. And what does the Sweden international's arrival mean for team players currently in the team? Is Nicholas Kuhn on his way out the door to Como or RB Leipzig? Will that be where Nygren slots in, or is it on the left and Dyson Maeder plays through the middle? We want to hear from you, so make sure you give us a ring. And elsewhere in Scottish football, there's plenty of business going on. Hibs renewed Rocky Bashiri's contract late last night, and they've signed Josh Mulligan from Dundee. Dundee themselves have added Bulgarian defender Plamen Galibov, and our very own Marvin Bartley has returned to Livingston. Back in a big time, Marv. He is David Martindale's assistant. Well, now they are back in the Premiership. So we want to hear from you. You know the number, 1041 951 1025. You can get us on Twitter as well, at ClydeSSB. We want to hear from you. But before, let's hear from Sir David Murray. An extended clip from his interview, of course, the man who took over the club in 1988. As Hugh said, sold to Craig White for £1 in 2011 before the financial meltdown that followed, with the club, of course, going to the bottom of the leagues. Here is what Murray had to say.
I have apologised. Yeah, but also, I did a lot of good things for the club. But if you want to remember the negative, that's your choice. How many plates can you spin? Now, the Rangers football fan, he doesn't care about my business, but the guy who had a joinery business in Fife or Hollidge in Melrose, businesses went bust, yeah. The banks went bust. So nobody knew the extent of what was coming. And unfortunately, the trickle-down affects Rangers. HMRC made us the target. The day I left Rangers to sell to Craig White, they'd ramped up the bill with extra fines to £75 million. We were going to be the example. When it all washed through, the amount finalised at £33 million. We could have handled that even with a bank crisis. If it had been £33 million, we'd have got through it. You know why? Because there's more than £33 million of assets. The stadium, the players. But when you landed with £75 million, and then Craig White puts debt in debt, and then you're way over the £100 million. There's no way back. Craig White was a mistake. I'm prepared to admit that. But on the evidence of the money, what he was going to do, the legal documents, that seemed the only course of action at the time. But he made the amount, the HMRC, worse by not paying national insurance, not paying the VAT, not paying his bills. So it made it worse. I was disappointed for the fans, first of all. The people I was close to worked at the club. I was disappointed for them because they'd worked with me for years, been very loyal to me. And all of a sudden, their jobs are at risk. Obviously, regrets, yes. Listen, everyone can be smart after events. In Scotland today, we've got so many keyboard warriors who are experts in everything, and they like to criticise. It's easy to stand on the touchline and criticise if you're not playing the game. I played the game.
Come on then, Rangers fans, 0141 951 1025. We want to hear from you. What were your thoughts on what Sir David Murray had to say there? Hugh, he seemed to be apologising. What do you make of that apology?
Grudging apology. But the facts are the facts, and there was a tax avoidance scheme in place, and Rangers, he says, were made targets by HMRC. Well, you can only be made a target if you have something that you can be targeted for. And with regard to Craig White, David Murray's business, there was a financial collapse in 2008 which severely impacted on Murray International Metals, as they were then. And I'm afraid that as things went from bad to worse with regard to his business, he appeared to give Rangers away to the first guy who would take it. And Rangers paid a heavy price. And he says that he's not sorry that he sold the club because he'd been there for a long time, and that's understandable. However, he is now retrospectively sorry that he sold it to Craig White. But I'm afraid the damage is done.
Yeah, well, let's go to the phones then. We've got Ian in Stonehouse, you're a Rangers fan. How are you doing this evening, Ian?
Not bad, not bad. Just regarding that, what you're talking about there, I actually read in the paper this morning, prior to that, 4 years prior to that, I had a meeting with a Jack Petche, who was going to buy it for £40 million, and he was already set to sign the paperwork, and then at the last minute he decided not to. He says, no, I'm just not going through it, and Jack took it, which is absolutely crazy. I mean, that set us back years, what Craig done to Rangers.
But when you hear things like that, Ian, does it make it more painful knowing what happened, what followed in 2011-2012?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Craig quite destroyed Rangers. Good.
Do you have an answer to my question, Ian? What is David Murray's place in Rangers history in your eyes?
Well, I've done a lot of good, Hugh. But the EBT thing's obviously come back to bite him. That's what basically ended it for me.
So, Ian, you feel that all of the bad, everything that came in the end, giving the keys to Ibrox to Craig White, outweighed all of the good, the late 80s, the 90s, everyone knows about the nine in a row. When you're sitting there as a Rangers fan now, are you only thinking about the end?
Yeah, because Celtic just went from strength to strength, and they get relegated down the bottom tier. They won the league easily for 4 years, and then we get back into it. It took us years to get a team together. So that's why they've won 13 out of the last 14, because feel that far behind because of Craig White.
Is that right? Are we still seeing all of this dominance that is coming now in the modern era in 2025? It's all linked back to what happened with Sir David Murray back in 2011.
It has to be. You know, it was unthinkable at the time that Rangers were teetering on the brink of going out of business. They were justifiably, I think, put in the fourth tier of Scottish football with the incredible sight of Rangers playing at Peterhead and places you never thought you would see them. And things went from bad to worse. And when David Murray came into the club at first, he enjoyed good fortune, I think. It was a high point for Celtic, 1988. They'd won the League and Cup double, centenary year double, but then spent the next 5 years almost going to the wall themselves. And Celtic were going through a time of turbulence, and Rangers profited from that. And then, when the wheel turned and the financial collapse came and David Murray had to make amends, then it started Rangers spiralling down the way. And Celtic have been successful 13 out of the last 14 because of what Celtic have done. But Rangers put themselves in that position, and it came in 2011 when David Murray got rid of the club and handed it to a man who was unfit for purpose.
Well, Ian, thank you very much for your call. Let's stay on the phones now. We've got Jeff in Giffnock. Jeff, how are you doing this Friday evening?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you. And also astounded about the news about David Murray. When I first heard about it, I was absolutely astounded he was selling the club. I mean, he built a whole new stadium out of his own money, with his own steel. He did his proud. But then when I heard that Craig White was going to get involved and the price that he sold it for, I was absolutely dumbfounded. Now, if somebody puts paperwork in front of you saying, I've done this, I've done that, in some ways, you take it face value to what's in front of you, but then you would think, well, it might be dodgy. Let's look into it a bit more. We did get liquid.
Yeah, we call it due diligence nowadays.
Yeah,
and
due diligence.
I don't think that David Murray's due diligence was satisfactory. And that allowed Craig White to come in. And then a succession of other people who were unworthy of running a club of Rangers size. And Rangers are still picking up the pieces of 2011. And that's why 49ers Enterprises are here now in charge of the club, because Rangers had to be taken over. Mm-hmm. There was no financial sustainability. They were not making any headway towards a proper challenge to Celtic. And the club was susceptible to a takeover. And they are fortunate that 49ers Enterprises, with their business acumen, with their solid financial backing, have taken over the club. Mm-hmm. Now they can plot the next step forward. And that's why I think it's a little rich coming from David Murray to criticise 49ers Enterprises before they've actually had a chance to do anything with Rangers.
Yeah, so Jeff, just to be clear, you do think that David Murray did a lot for Rangers and that people can have short memories at times. Is that what you think?
Yeah. And let's hope the 49ers don't go the same way as Mr. Murray, which I'm sort of worried about just now with the programme that was on last night. I hate harking back at things. But when somebody said, sell... what's his face?
Raskin or Iggeman?
Raskin for 20 million, right? To me, no player is worth 20 million unless you're like Cristiano Ronaldo, who's done things from his early days.
Well, you are worth £20 million if someone is willing to pay you £20 million. You know, the Raskin doesn't set the fee. Others who are interested in him set the fee. And like Celtic with Nicholas Kuhn, mm-hmm. there comes a point where it is a financially sound decision. Nicholas Kuhn cost 1.5 million, whatever. If you were to get 10 times that for Nicholas Coon, then you are obliged to take it. And in the case of Raskin, the same principle applies.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jeff, to your call. I think we might have to hold on all of that transfer talk for the moment. Jeff, though, saying that people do have short memories and there was good done by Murray at the club. Craig, we've got you on the line in Moody'sburg. Craig, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
You disagree with our previous caller, Jeff?
I heard the last bits, yeah. David Murray and the 49ers couldn't be, yeah, I mean, they're worlds apart. You know, the 49ers run a billion-dollar business worldwide. David Murray took other people's money and spent it. Listen, I mean, I know I'm obviously calling in on the back of it, but I'll not be reading his book because from what I've heard today, it's all about, you know, woe is me, the big boy in the playground made me do it and ran away. And he's blaming Peter Lawwell and he's blaming everybody else. I find it quite ironic, you know, that he's chosen, maybe he's not chosen, but the timing of it's really bizarre to me that Rangers are about to embark on a new dawn with new owners. Everything's finally put in place and this guy's coming out. Just a quick one on what Hugh's comment at the start of the show was, what will Rangers fans' memories of David Murray will be? For me, I've only got one good memory of David Murray, and that's bringing Walter Smith to the club, or appointing Walter Smith manager, I should say. The other stuff, and I said to the producer there, obviously what happened in terms of the tax avoidance and, you know, whatever you want to call it, that was all David Murray's doing. But for me, when it went downhill was when he let Dick Advocaat run absolutely wild. You know, and I was maybe 12, 13, and obviously, you know, Hugh was working for the paper at the time and picking up the red tops, coming home from school and seeing Rangers signing a Dutch international for £5 million, a Dutch midfielder for £4 million. It was exciting times. But looking back, it was absolutely baffling. And obviously, Tory Andrew Flo is the one everyone talks about. And Chelsea must have been laughing their backsides off when they get that offer of £12 million because...
Yeah, at that time, Craig, you know, I remember when Rangers signed Trevor Stephen. They outbid Manchester United to get him. You know,
imagine that now.
It was that kind of world then. But there is no doubt, you know, boom and bust is part of the business world. And there was boom and then there was bust. And when it was boom, the Rangers fans were loving it, as they were entitled to do. And then, as fans are wont to find out, you wake up one morning, there's a financial crisis in David Murray's business life, and one thing leads to another, and in comes Craig White. And Rangers, I repeat, are still paying the price of that decision, and 49ers Enterprises represent the only way out for Rangers right now.
So, Craig, what's his legacy? What's the David Murray's legacy at the club? You've been a lifelong fan.
I think that this is the first thing, because there's been a lot of false dawns, you know, in recent years, and, you know, thinking, oh, this might be a turning point. This is genuinely a turning point. And I think even the other side of the city would be foolish to ignore it, because it is. And these guys at the EGM last week, you know, they spoke very, very well. And last time I spoke to Hugh, we agreed the Americans aren't coming here to be second best. No. David Murray was never... He never had Rangers' best interests. They had David Murray's interests, you know, first of all. You could say, oh, that's football owners, and we see what happens with Man United, etc. But it's quite ironic you mentioned Man United, because there's a lot of parallels between Rangers and Man United since Walter and Sir Alex obviously stepped down. But I think David Murray, for me, as I say, you know, I was taken along with my grandfather to Ibrox in 1994. You'll probably remember the game. It was the game after Gascoigne scored at Parkhead and Rangers beat Motherwell 2-1, I think, the following midweek at Ibrox. That was my first ever game. And, you know, I think that was like 7 in a row or 8 in a row or something. And even at that young age, I thought, there's something a bit strange about David Murray. And I remember Walter Smith always saying, David Murray just wants Rangers to win. But as I say, looking back now in hindsight, obviously hindsight's a wonderful thing, you know, it's... That's why, you know, fans are saying, oh, we should go and get this guy and spend £10 million on this guy in this window. It's not realistic.
He was given tremendous backing from the Bank of Scotland at the time. And they themselves then paid the price. But, you know, when it is boom and you've got everything going for you, then who's going to say no to it all? However, it was the financial collapse of 2008 and its impact on David Murray's company that created the snowball going downhill, and the snowball eventually hit Craig White, and Rangers are still getting over that. And just to address one other point that Craig made about the strange timing of the book, having been involved in more than a few myself, I would imagine this book was conceived and interviews were taking place between the author and David Murray before it was even known that Rangers were in conversation with Andrew Kavanagh and 49ers Enterprises. So I don't think that the timing of the book has anything to do with 49ers Enterprises or what's going on at Ibrox right now. It was all underway and a publication date of the 3rd of July had been settled upon before 49ers Enterprises were in talks.
Well, thank you very much, Craig, for your call. We want more calls from you at home. 0141 951 1025. We want to hear your thoughts on Sir David Murray. Was it all negative or was there any positive in there? All of those trophy successful years in the 90s, let us know. And Celtic supporters as well. Benjamin Nygren is in the door. What do you think about that? We'll take more calls after we play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Were you listening to the show last night?
I always listen.
What did you think about the Dazzler winning?
Well, the gentleman he was playing was not of the highest quality, I'd have to say.
Better than on Wednesday night with Simon Donnelly. Yeah. It's a big fat donut.
So I'm hoping basically for someone who is so stunned by David Murray's book that he's still too stunned to answer the questions correctly.
Right, well, we'll have to wait and see. We'll be back shortly.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Head to @ClydeSSB on X now.
Welcome back to Super Scoreboard this Friday evening. Hugh Keevans is here with myself, Gabriel Antoniazzi. We're talking all things Sir David Murray. We heard from him earlier, apologising for what happened, but insisting that it was a mistake to sell to Craig White. But as we were speaking, Hugh, perhaps not the most sincere apology, not the most contrite of all time. But we want to hear from Rangers fans, don't we? And Celtic supporters as well. Benjamin Nygren has signed a 5-year deal. What do you make of that? But we have to play Beat the Pundit.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Now, Hugh Keevans, you're the only person alongside the Dazzler that has lost the game this summer. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You don't want to be down there with him.
But I'm better than him in the table.
Yeah, well, you're second last.
Yeah.
Second last. We need to improve on that this evening, Hugh, and there's only one way to do that, and that is winning. OK, we have Ross in Moss Park. Ross, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you doing this evening, Ross? You ready to play?
I'm all right, mate. How's yourself?
Very well, thank you. Have you played before?
I've played once.
Who did you play?
I played Roger Hanna.
I'm assuming that was a loss. Yeah, well, have you got a chance tonight, you reckon, against Hugh?
100%, mate.
Okay. All right. What we're going to do is put some greatest hits in Hugh's ear so he can't hear any of the questions. I'm assuming if you've played before, you know all the rules. 30 seconds to answer as many as you can correctly. You can pass as well. And if you're ready, we'll go for it. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready, mate.
Who is the only other club Callum McGregor's played for?
Notts County.
Which Rangers manager signed Sasa Papac?
Alex McLeish.
The Warriors is the nickname of which League One side?
Pass.
In which state is the World Club, the Club World Cup final being held?
Miami.
Cesc Fabregas is the manager of which Italian side?
Como.
Rocky Bashiri has just signed a deal at Hibs to take him to which year?
2028.
Okay, right, we'll bring Hugh back in after listening to some tunes. You there, Hugh?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Right, you ready to fire through this as well?
Go on.
On your marks, get set, go. Who is the only other club Callum McGregor has played for?
Notts County.
Which Rangers manager signed Sasa Papac?
Paul Gwynn.
The Warriors is the nickname of which League One
Stenhouse
side?
Muir.
In which state is the final of the Club World Cup being
New
held?
New Jersey.
Cesc Fabregas is the manager of which Italian side?
Como.
Rocky Bashiri has just signed a deal at Hibs to take him to which year?
2028.
Rangers, Ben Davies was on loan at which side last season?
Pass.
What was the score in City against Juventus last night?
5-3 City.
Okay. Ross, what did you make of Hugh Keevan's answers?
I think he's bet me. I think he's bet me.
That was quite impressive from you, Hugh, you know?
Apart from Ben Davies.
Apart from Ben Davies, just escape you, did it?
Yep.
Right, OK, let's quickly go through the answers then. Busy show this evening. The only club Callum McGregor has played for, you both went for Notts County, that's correct. He was on loan there, along with Jack Grealish, 2013-14. Which Rangers manager signed Sasa Papac? What did you go for, Ross?
I went with Alex McLeish, mate.
And it is Paul Le Guin. So that is 2-1 to Hugh. The Warriors is the nickname of which League One side, Hugh?
Stenhouse Muir.
A 3-1 lead. In which state is the final of the Club World Cup being held?
New Jersey.
New Jersey is correct. The MetLife Stadium where the New York teams play, but it's in New Jersey. That is an impressive
answer. I stayed there in 1994 for the World Cup in America.
Did you? Did you go to any games?
Well, I was there for the... I was working, so I was there. I stayed in New Jersey, went through the Lincoln Tunnel into New York and saw the games there. And we went through Hoboken, which was a great thrill for me. Hoboken.
Yeah.
Birthplace of Frank Sinatra.
Oh, the Sooner.
Yep.
There you go. Yeah. Right, let's get back to the answers. Both of you got this one. Cesc Fabregas is the manager of which Italian side? Of course, it's Como. They're interested in Nicholas Kuntz. That's a 5-2 lead. Rocky Bashiri has just signed a new deal at Hibs. Impressive. Both of you right again. 2028. It's quite high scoring this evening. Ben Davies was on loan at which side last season? Hugh, you passed, and Ross, you didn't get that far. And then what was the score in City against Juve last night? It was 5-3. 5-2, sorry.
Oh, 5-2.
You went 5-3,
oh.
Yeah, 5. Not bad at all, though. Ross, thank you very much for playing. Unfortunately, you don't win a sign ball this evening, but we really appreciate your call. Hugh Keevans, another point on the board.
There you are.
How does it feel?
Yeah, it's a life-changing moment for me.
Listen, the more you get away from the Dazzler, the better. He is still at the bottom. Right, let's get back to the phones as soon as possible. I think we've got Stuart there. Stuart, are you with us?
I'm so buddy. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you for your call this Friday evening. Stuart, what's your thoughts, what's your take on everything Sir David Murray related today?
I think basically what he said is, I mean, he's talking, and to an extent he is talking rubbish. Yeah, he did bring a lot of success to the club. Of course he did. But bringing Walter Smith, bringing the likes of Gaza and Loudrup to the club, all those trophies as a Rangers fan, it was fantastic. But at the same time, selling the club to Craig White, it was like the foolish man that built his house on sand. Surely, to an extent, surely he knew what was coming with, like, all the debt and all that, and DBTs and all that he did with the players.
So when you heard Sir David Murray speaking today, talking about all of the evidence was there that Craig White had the funds and he genuinely thought that the club would be okay when he gave it to him, did you not believe him?
To an extent, no. To an extent, I don't. He didn't even have the funds to
be his ticket master. Are you still there with us, Stuart?
Sorry?
Are you still there with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. To an extent, it's a grey area, but I don't believe everything that he says, to an extent, because especially the criticism he's bringing out in the 49ers as well, I don't think he should be, because they're trying to stabilise the club. I mean, we've went down to the bottom. Yeah, we've came back up, got to a European final, which was brilliant, but that set the club back at least 20 years. Because look at what Celtic's doing. Celtic's doing, and saying this to a Rangers fan, I'm an honest guy, Celtic's doing brilliant. Their business model is bob on, whereas ours is in the mud.
Yeah, I mean, Celtic were eternally grateful for Fergus McCann in 1994 because he came over from America and he saved Celtic. I mean, they were in danger of foreclosure at the bank and he came in and it was a historical moment for Celtic. The old regime had to go and they did. And Fergus McCann created the modern-day Celtic, built the stadium, gave them financial sustainability, which continues to this day. The 49ers are doing the same for Rangers. They have a long way to go. They have still to prove themselves. But I do not think that David Murray is entitled to question their methods, whether Russell Martin will get all of the £20 million of fresh investment. David Murray created a situation many years ago which in 2025 necessitated the takeover of Rangers by an American organisation. And it's a new club now. David Murray, he has a legacy. There is a legacy of winning many trophies, but there's also a legacy of miring the club in financial bother. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't think you remove his name from history altogether, but you have a man who brought distinction and also brought disgrace in the form of the HMRC investigation.
Right, let's quickly hear what David Murray actually had to say about the 49ers and the future of the club.
They'll do it differently and they'll be able to get away with it more. I wish them well, but I think it'll be a longer process and I wonder how patient the fans will be. This is not going to happen overnight. This will be a slow build-up. The first three significant sales and the first three significant purchases will give you an idea of the direction of travel.
What do we think about that, Stuart? That bit just at the end, the first three purchases and sales will give you an idea of the travel. Do you agree? Do you disagree?
I think it'll be a good indication of where the club is definitely going. Hopefully it will be positive. I think what us as Rangers fans can take away from the 49ers is look at what they've done with Leeds. Leeds was a slow build. Leeds have just got back into the Premiership under the 49ers. So they've gone in the right direction. They're selling players at the right time. So if that means, like, as a Rangers fan, we do have to sell Nico Raskin this and Egerman as well this summer. If it's got to be done, it's got to be done, because we do have to do a rebuild. We need the cash there for new players. But we do seem to be good at going out there and getting players at low prices, i.e. Morelos, Raskin and Egerman, and building them up to sell on for profit to bring more money into the club and stabilise the club. Just as I said to you guys earlier, like what Celtic's doing.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Stuart, for your call. We're just going to bring in David, who's also a Rangers fan in Eaglesham. David, what are your thoughts on Sir David Murray? I feel like it might be a little bit different to the other callers we've had on tonight.
Yeah, well, it definitely is. I'm in my 60s, and I remember the bad times at Rangers. And I come home from work one day, and David Holmes was parading Graeme Souness as the next manager. And then Sir David Murray came in, and my life was great then. We've seen them in all sorts of competitions, winning leagues, doing well in Europe, signing players you never even dreamt of, Gascoigne's, your Loudrops, Butchers, you name it. All these guys were there, you know. And people got a short memory. I don't think David Murray deliberately sold Rangers to what happened to them. David Murray was good for Rangers, and people got, if you think back, if David Murray hadn't been there, none of this would have happened. David Murray was good for Scottish football, because he brought other teams on as well, and he brought a bit of credibility to Scottish football. And by the way, Rangers were one of the biggest teams in Europe at that point. If they wanted to play for us then, you know, I mean, we could have went over and signed guys from Everton, we signed guys from Liverpool or whatever, you know.
Yeah, but these players were coming in and a tax avoidance scheme was put in place that obviously attracted them to Rangers. But that tax avoidance scheme came back to haunt Rangers.
Yeah, well, he was there before that happened, though. David Murray was there during the Butcher era and that as well.
Yeah.
There was no tax avoidance then as well.
Yeah,
but there was nothing to do with that. You're talking about the Dick Advocaat era, which may be a wee bit different. But when Waller was there, actually, to start with.
I don't think you can also airbrush out of the story the fact that Sir David Murray gave the club to Craig White. As I said earlier, today we would call it due diligence. I don't think Rangers' due diligence was satisfactory when it came to Craig White, and the ramifications of putting Craig White in charge of the club were awful.
Yes, so David, just on that, what are your thoughts on the end? We understand what you think about the late 80s, the 90s, the nine in a row, so successful. What are your thoughts on the way it ended? Do you not blame him for any part in that to Craig White?
No, none at all. I don't think David Murray would ever have sold to somebody like that if he knew what was coming at the end game. Not in a million years.
Yeah, but what they call due diligence. You're supposed to find out before you sell the club to someone, before you pass on an institution as big as Rangers, you have to be 100% sure in your own mind that you have the right person.
And David, do you then lay it entirely at the feet of Craig White what happened to the club in 2012? He only bought the club in 2011, of course, just for a pound.
100%, David Murray would never have done ill will to Rangers in his own mind. I know that for a fact. I just know he wouldn't do that. He would never have done that. David Murray was good for Rangers. I don't care what anybody says. They were all there at all the big tournaments and winning trebles and leagues, signing these players. I would never swap that. I know what happened to them after that. It was different, you know.
I think David's unwilling to accept that David Murray had a part to play in the transfer of power. And my contention is that when it came to the transfer of power, not enough was done to investigate Craig White to see if he had the wherewithal to take care of the business. And he clearly did not. And Rangers very quickly went into a downward spiral.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for your call, David. Incidentally, David Murray does agree with David and Eaglesham. He said it wasn't his fault and that the financial meltdown of Rangers in 2012 was a combination driven by tax bosses, the banking crises of 2008 and the disastrous reign of Craig White. But we want to hear from you. What do you think? Do you agree with David Murray, David, that we've just had on, or are you on the other side of the fence? 0141 951 1025. We'll take more calls after this break.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Hugh Keevans here with me, Gabriel Antoniazzi in the studio. It's been all about Rangers so far. So David Murray, the former owner, has been speaking today, talking about what happened in 2011, 2012. We want to hear from you. Still time to call, but we're going to quickly hear from a Celtic fan. Robbie is in Falkirk. Robbie, first of all, we just want to talk about the news of Benjamin Nygren finally getting over the line. How'd you react to that?
Yeah, good evening, guys. I'm quite happy about the signing. The only thing is I've not got a crystal ball. I'm not very sure exactly how he's going to be. Is he going to be a brilliant winger? And I've got a good few years service to him, or is he going to be a dud that will be away within a year? I'm not too sure. I believe that Celtic, I think it's an undisclosed fee, but it's believed to be about around the $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. His age profile on that's pretty good. Like, he's quite a young guy. He's coming from Sweden, which is a decent league. I think we haven't been a right winger. There might be the chance that Nicholas Kuhn might be on his way. In regards to Nicholas Kuhn, I think if Celtic can get anywhere between 10 and 15 million for him, being that, I mean, himself, I've only had 7, 8, maybe 9 good months with him for the time he's been at the club, I think would be absolutely fantastic if I could get that kind of fee for him. I just want Hugh's opinion on couldn't possibly leave him and what his gut instinct is of the new signing, this guy, Benjamin Nygren.
First of all, with regard to Nicholas Kuhn, there is a business obligation to sell if you get offered the kind of money that has been speculated on. If it's 15 million, then Celtic are obliged to sell him and devote the money to bring in other players. I have no doubt that Nygren will be a positive signing, but I think Celtic need so much more. I think they need a central defender. I think they need cover at fullback. And I do think they need a striker of quality, of calibre. People are relying on Dyson Maeda having the kind of season that he's just enjoyed, player of the year, scorer of over 30 goals, and he is a terrific player for Celtic. Mm-hmm. But there has to be some more help in that regard, and I'm not the biggest fan of Adam Maeda, and I don't think he sustains Celtic in that position, and I think there's a quality striker needed at the club.
Well, Celtic getting motoring in the transfer window. Benjamin Nygren is their third sign. Of course, Kieran Tierney and Ross Doohan both rejoining the club as well. I feel like there's so much Celtic transfer business to talk about. We've got so little time. Robbie, I just wanted to say, was there anything you had to add on David Murray's comments earlier today? He did mention Celtic a few times.
Yeah, I just want to say to Hugh, his initial reaction way back, whatever it was, 25, 30 years ago, when David Murray says, for every fiver Celtic spend, I'll spend a tenner. Now, to me, that's a muscle flexing comment. And I think at the time, I don't know what you thought at the, but it's obviously, it's no actually aged well, has it, after, you know the EBTs and passing over the Craig White and Rangers overspending.
At the time, Rangers were on a crest of a wave, and David Murray enjoyed the bravado. And I was speaking to him on the phone when he said it. And I put the phone down, and I said to my sports editor, wait until I tell you what he's just said to me.
And some line, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, when you're in the newspaper game, you have a quote like that given to you and you see the headline and you understand the impact it will have. And at the time, it fitted. It was appropriate because Rangers were lording it over Celtic because Celtic were in a bad way, manager after manager, financial decline, pre-Fergus McCann. Now, as Robbie said, you know, it doesn't seem so clever. However, plenty of quotes from back in the day don't seem so clever now. At the time, it was appropriate. Mm-hmm. And it wound up the Celtic supporters, of course, and the Rangers fans. At the time, it was correct.
Well, thank you very much to Robbie for your call. We've got time for one more. We've got Gaz, another Rangers fan of Falkirk. Gaz, what would you like to say, the final call of the evening, on to David Murray?
I just think that I think his interview was a wee bit too much, because if you look at what's happened with us at the club, and like I said, I'll agree with what Hughes said with regards to the situation that we've been in. We've put a lot of the pressure on the board, right, and through the years, for to spend this and spend that. Like what you're saying, what the Celtic supporter was just saying on the phone the other night, whatever that. And what Hugh was saying, whatever that Celtic spent, we would double it and things like that. And this is what's led to our downfall. And I mean, we've went through a lot of jokes and that made about the club, but that's down to our own mismanagement. The board's mismanaged, the owners mismanaged, and us as supporters putting pressure on the board as well has just made things worse.
Rangers are in the position they're in right now, with Andrew Kavanagh and 49ers Enterprises, because a succession of men, and some of them unfit for purpose, others traditional Rangers men who meant well but did not deliver. Rangers are in a situation now where they had to be taken over. The club was going nowhere. And 49ers Enterprises are the only show in town for Rangers now. They have to be the answer.
Well, that certainly is the future, Hugh. Quick final word, Gaz, just on the past. So, David Murray, what's his legacy at the club?
The thing is, we've done a lot under David Murray, and nobody can dispute that fact. With the league titles that we've won in the 9 in a row season and stuff like that. So there has to be some things that we have to be grateful for. But when it comes to money that's spent and the position that we've found ourselves in now, has been a bit of a nightmare for us over recent years.
Well, Rangers fans will certainly hope it's more positive in the future, won't they, Hugh?
Yeah, with regard to Sir David Murray, last thought, you cannot deny that there were successes, and you cannot deny that they were sold into trouble.
You cannot deny that at all. Well, thank you very much, Hugh Keevans. Thank you to all of your calls at home. We really appreciate it. And we appreciate all of you watching on the YouTube stream as well. That's all we've got time for today. It's all we've got time for this week. We'll be back more on Monday. I'll be in the studio with Roger Hanna. And up next for your Friday evening, it's GBX.